Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Are you really blessed and highly favored? Do you believe, receive, and execute? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, isn't he? Whoo-wee. Yes. How many of y'all needed the presence of God and get a drink tonight? Amen. Do we have a penetrating booklet over there? Grab me one, please. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praise God. Would you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2? You know, the Word tells us that there would be mockers in the latter days. Many people mock and don't even know they're mocking. Do you know that disobedience is mocking? Do you know that rebellion is mocking? It's mocking. And the Word says that, well, in fact, let's go there. Put your finger at 2 Timothy, and we're going to go to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Is everybody there? Anybody there? In verse 7, let's speak it. Do not be what? Deceived. God is what? He's not mocked. For whatever man what? Sows, he will also reap. Again, rebellion and disobedience is mocking God. So everybody get that? And whatever you mock, that's sowing to the flesh, isn't it? For verse 8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap what? Corruption. In other words, you just opened the door to the devil. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap what? Everlasting life. So one of the things the enemy is trying to do is get you to sow in the flesh, isn't he? He's trying to get you to open a door to him always. You know, some people think that because they're not doing something, that it's not opening the door. But not doing something will also open the door. Does everybody get it? Why? Because if God is asking you to do something and you're not doing it, you're just refusing to do it, you're mocking God, and you're opening the door to the enemy. Does everybody get it? And that's what he looks for. He looks for open doors to access believers. You mean a believer can have a demon? A believer can be taken out by demons. Why do you think Jesus went around? A third of his ministry is casting out devils, right? And they were out of believers. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, you therefore, my son, be what? Strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, what does grace mean? God's plan of what? Escape. Be strong in a plan to escape the deception of the enemy so you can escape the wrath of God. Remember, grace is not some magical, mystical thing that says, you're always saved. Wrong. That's not God's doctrine. That's a doctrine of deceiving, seducing spirits, doctrines of demons. Far be it that we would think that just because we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are saved forever. No. Well, it takes cooperation, doesn't it? Remember, it's not how you start, it's how you end, doesn't it? Who you serve when you die is where you go. Amen. Jesus warns us constantly. Or else there wouldn't be a need for a Bible. There wouldn't be a need for conviction. There wouldn't need to put on the full armor of God. We wouldn't need to fight. We wouldn't need to bind and loose. We wouldn't need to cast out devils. We wouldn't need to do any of that. If we just accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and think we can go around, fornicate and cheat, use dope and everything else and get to heaven. No way. You got to be plumb, dumb, and stupid to even think that. There is no relationship for people that think that. None whatsoever. And the worst thing that a person can get into, and we talked about this already, is avoiding the conviction of the Lord. When you and I should be looking for the conviction, not avoiding it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 2. He says, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to who? Faithful men or women who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must what? Endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That's one that fights, right? Verse 4. This is powerful right now. No one engaged in warfare entangle himself with the affairs of this life. The affairs of this life are called carnal distractions. They're called what? Carnal distractions. So if you're in warfare, if you're one that is an intercessor that battles and fights, in fact, if you're not in the battle, you're going to become a casualty. So because we are in the spiritual warfare, we are in a battle, we can't allow carnal distractions to mislead us. Amen? Why? Because then you'll become a casualty. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the what? According to the rules. So you and I are going to need endurance to resist the forces of evil, aren't we? As true soldiers. That's why the Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil. We are to be S-O-U-L-E-D, sold out. Sold out. We got to be sold out ones that fight or engage in spiritual warfare. So we must abide by the eternal counsel. There's an eternal counsel that you and I abide by. There are spiritual laws of integrity. We are not to be entangled with the distractions of this life or the carnal distractions, like lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life, and all kinds of other things that cause people to stray or drift. Why? Because there are many who've started in eternity and have drifted. They're called eternal drifters. So everybody got that. And this is what's happening right now. Many individuals have become eternal drifters. Why? They've drifted from eternal. And there's something that we've got to understand here. Something that keeps us connected in that arena. In 1 Timothy chapter 4. So lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, these are categories that promote eternal drifting. Does everybody get that? Individuals that have they've been walking. See, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and your Savior and you get in divine order, you are already eternal. You're in the eternal. You are already eternal, but the enemy wants to drift you away from it. Didn't Esau sell his birthright? Amen. Didn't Jesus warn us, those who willfully sin, there is no protection. You have broken covenant. He warned us, those who tasted the goodness of the Lord and the Holy Spirit who've broken covenant, only God can restore them. In verse 1, it says, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter time some will depart from the what? Faith, or they will drift. They'll be eternal drifters. Giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and what? Doctrines of demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, might as well shack up, forget marriage, and commanded to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is what? Received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the what? By the eternal words of God. We need to go a little bit deeper here. These are eternal words of God. These are words that God spoke that are eternal words. Why? What will connect you to eternal realm? His eternal words. Has everybody got this? You know what people begin to do? They begin to drift from speaking God's word. That's what connects. They will fall from eternity by hearing the promotion of self by demonic spirits in people. Writings of doctrines from deceptive resources to entangle believers with the carnal distractions. They'll be cutting loose the eternal cord of life, light, and freedom and become an eternal drifter. Not holding on to eternity, but eternal words that connect us to the eternal home. That's what he said. His word will sanctify you. Jesus said that they've heard my words. I have sanctified them by your word. In Hebrews 4. Praise God. Is everybody there? In verse 5. Let's speak it together. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. Hello. Hold on a second before we go any further. So if you're an individual that's always looking at you, setting your mind on the things of the flesh, what do I need? How do I need it? How do I get it? It's all about me. We become flesh creatures. What you set your mind on is what you worship. And what you worship is your God. Set yourself, so many people are so consumed about themselves and their spouses, their jobs and their children before God. The one that holds life, they become worshipers of creation instead of creator. Does everybody get this? I don't know what I do without my job. You better not know what to do without the Lord. Let me tell you, he's what holds all things together. He holds it together. Let me tell you, marriages would be on key and right if each spouse was truly married to the Lord. Then a marriage works. Does everybody get that? When they're really married to the Lord, where the Lord is before them in all their decisions, where there's no hiding, there's no nothing, there's no manipulation. Why? Because there's true relationship with the King of Glory right before you all the time. He sees it all, knows it all, hears it all. There's nothing hidden from him. If both spouses are in that condition, that marriage is going to work. And the enemy's going to fear you. Because two touch and agree, thousands flight. Amen? But it makes it difficult when one is distant and one's not. Is everybody okay? Anybody okay? Praise God. Okay, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is what? Death. Okay. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. Your old man's mind, your carnal mind, hates God's will. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So either self is running your life, or the new creation by the Spirit of God is running your life. Amen? 2 Timothy 4. Eternal drifters. Many of them are out there now. It's like people have just dove in a dirty river and just letting it flow. A polluted river. It's like they took a drink from delusion, deception, drunkenness, a fornication, and they fell in the river and they're just floating away. Many are falling. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Is everybody there? In verse 1. Let's read it together. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the what? Word. Why? Because those are eternal, aren't they? Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and what? Teaching. Why? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We are there right now. We are there. People are not enduring sound doctrine. They're doing what thou feel like. That's Satan's doctrine. But according to their own what? Desires. That's feelings and emotions. Amen? Because they have what? Itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth, conviction, and be turned aside to fables and lies and deception. But you be what? Watchful in all things. Be alert. Be consistent. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry or your calling or your mission. One thing we don't want to do is stand before God and not fulfill what he asks us to do. Or be successful in a wrong assignment. I thought you wanted me to do this. No. You never even asked me. You just did it because you wanted to. You didn't even wait on an answer. You just went and hold and did it. Lord, can I do this? Okay, I didn't even tell you to do it. No relationship. Assumption. The worst thing you and I can be in is assuming. It brings danger all the time. It's called presumptuous sin. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4. In verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, 16. Let's speak it, please. Therefore, you do not what? Lose heart. Lose focus. Right? Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. Thank you, Jesus. For our light affliction, now listen, our light afflictions. Well, you know, we also walk in these afflictions, which are carnal distractions. These are light afflictions too. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a what? Far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, people live by the only thing that they do is see. I live by how I feel. I live by, listen, faith is spiritual sight. We don't live by what we see physically. Amen? We discern, we know the fruits by what we see physically. You'll know them by their fruits, right? And we are fruit checkers, aren't we? Amen. You know when somebody's nutty and fruity, right? They become granolas, right? Okay. Well, we don't look at the things which are seen, but the things that are what? Unseen. In other words, whose responsibility is to make the unseen realm seen? Us. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? They're eternal. Carnal distractions of a temporary realm influenced by the unseen evil forces of deception to cause drift, compromise, complacency, laziness, and religion. One of the things the devil loves to do is get people caught into religion. Psalm 138. Religious. This is a training session, not a Bible study. Amen? We're being trained up. That's what the Bible tells us, to be trained up. Why? To be soldiers. In what? A war. Until we get out of this. And where is the war at? It's on this earth. It's all over the earth. The ruler of this world is Satan, and he rules by deception, and it's your responsibility and our responsibility to speak light, to expose the enemy and expose lies and deception and rescue as many people before time's up. Amen? We are called to what? Battle. What's our purpose? Destroy Satan's kingdom. What's our destiny? Infiltrate the world system and rescue those who have been taken captive, right? Infiltrate the world system with the talents and abilities God's blessed us with, right? Praise God. 138, is everybody there? Let's speak it. I will praise you with my what? One hand. One foot. When I feel like it. I will praise you with my whole heart. Man, I'm waiting for that day when everybody will praise God with all their heart. Some people need to get off your blessed assurance and do something. You know why? While you're sitting there, God's going to sit there. The only time he gets up is when you get up. I will praise you with all of my heart. Oh, man, but I'm tired. And then the Lord's going to tell you he's tired. Lord, what's taking so long? Why ain't I getting a job? Why ain't this happen? Why ain't you send me somebody? Because you ain't sold enough. You haven't sowed enough. Does everybody get it? That's the price. You must sow. You must pray, praise, and worship the price. That's how you get things from God. Why? Because, look at, when you praise and worship, he's trying to send you something, right? So praise and worship will get you spiritually positioned. What's that going to do? It's going to prevent the enemy from stealing what God is sending you. He's always trying to send me and you something. He's always trying to get things to me and you because he loves us. But we allow the enemy to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Why? Because we don't get positioned. Again, when you praise and worship the Lord, man, you're bringing light. You're bringing his presence. You're pushing away darkness. You can hear conviction. You can hear the Lord. He's guiding you. He's telling you what's up. He'll start telling you, man, I'll tell you what, he'll start telling you to quote certain words, certain scriptures, eternal words. Why? To go before you. I will praise you with all of my heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will what? Worship towards your holy temple. In other words, I will set my face towards you. I will set my heart towards you. I will praise your name for your what? Loving kindness and your truth. For you have what? Look at everybody, read this with me. You have what? Magnified your word above all your name. Does everybody see that? So his word is like bullets in a gun. And his name is the trigger. Hello? Bazooka. I love rocket launchers. You ain't getting away from me. Bullets are little. God's words are big. Big bazookas. Hallelujah. All right, verse 3. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Now, wait a minute. How did this whole thing start? I will praise you with all of my heart. That's how God answered him. Do y'all get this? Before the gods, before the idols, before the carnal distractions, I will praise you with all of my heart, because nothing else satisfies but your presence. And God answered him. Verse 4, all the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the what? Words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, the humble. But the proud, he knows from what? Man, if you have a long-distance relationship with the Lord, it's because of pride. Has everybody got that? If God seems distant from you, that's because you're full of pride. You still want to do it your way and not his way. Remember, God does not associate with self. He associates with his children, the new creation. Verse 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. How many of y'all want God to kick your enemies' butt? Amen. Well, the Bible tells us that praise and worship will ambush our enemies, right? In fact, they end up messing each other up. Then they're spoiled. There's a reward for that. And your right hand will save me. Hallelujah. Verse 8, the Lord will what? Perfect that which what? Concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Wow. His word is above his name. It all starts with praising him with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your strength. When you go after him, he goes after you. How many of y'all want to be tackled by the Lord? You know what I'm saying? I mean, praise God. Yeah. I mean, man, he just loves to come and grab you and dance with you. There's nothing greater when you say, Lord, and he says, son, or he says, daughter, or he calls your name. Eternal words connect to the eternal realm. In John 15, eternal drifters is manifesting. Many are falling from the faith. Eternal drifters that were walking in an eternal presence and now are walking in their own. You know, one of the things we don't want to do is anything that would contaminate our spirit. And we don't want to do anything. Does everybody get that? You know, that's why the word says, come out from among them and don't touch anything that's unclean. People don't even realize how much unclean things there are. Drugs, alcohol, all kinds of stuff, you know. Cigarettes, all of those things are unclean. You know, pornography, all the unclean things. Lion's unclean. Everything that's unclean, God says, don't touch. Why? Because you'll contaminate your spirit. When you contaminate your spirit, your heart, your character, because the heart is the character of your spirit, it will begin to express itself with frustration, anger. Listen, you know when you're contaminated. Why? Because you don't run right. You're out of time. And people don't even realize that they need a tune-up. They're running on 4 cylinders when they're supposed to be an 8-cylinder or a 12-cylinder. Because they can't tell, but everyone else can tell around them. John 15, is there one there? That's why the Bible says forsake not to assemble, right? One of the things the enemy does is try to get people out of fellowship, convinces them they're okay. Listen, when you say I'm all right, you're dangerous. When people tell me I'm all right, that just tells me right there where they're at. None of us is all right. None of us. Has everybody got that? None of us. When we think we're all right, we're all right, we're out of order. We're full of pride. Because none of us is all right. There's only one right, him. Does everybody get that? You can't trust you. I can't trust me. I am not all right. Only he's right. Why? Because it's not our righteousness. Our righteousness is what? Filthy rags. So when you say you're all right, that's pride. I'm all right. Step back. You never know what's going to happen. John 15, verse 1. Let's speak it. I am the what? True vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear what? More fruit. You are already clean because of the what? Word. Eternal words that have penetrated, that have brought light, that have exposed all kinds of garbage, which I have spoken to you. What does he say now? Verse 4. abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Now listen, self cannot bear no fruit. Does everybody get that? Self, the old man, the you, cannot bear fruit. It can only bear bad fruit. It cannot bear good fruit. Why? Because it was birthed from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It can only eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It has no desire to do the will of God, nor love God, nor eat of the tree of life. Does everybody get it? Only the new creation desires that. So when you find yourself in a circumstance that you don't want to speak the word, read the word, or worship God, it's because the old man is running your life and the serpent is running your life. Because self is the offspring of Satan. It was born in darkness. It was born in sin. That's why you must be born again of a new spirit. And I'm telling you, when you find yourself in that, you have a long distance, you're a far relationship from the Lord. You need to repent and ask God to give you a new spirit and a new heart and get things right. Amen? Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it what? Abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you what? Abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, in my what? My words abide in you. What is he saying? If my words are abiding in you and you speak them, we're connected. It's when you don't speak them that you're disconnected. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. Why? Because they're his desires now, not yours. And it shall be done for you. By this my Father is what? Glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my what? Disciples, one that follows him and are like him. Psalm 119. And verse 104, somewhere around there. Let's start. Yeah, we'll start at 97. Now, when you and I abide in him and he abides in us, it's because of the words that we are, his eternal words that are abiding in us, and we're speaking them. Why? Because his eternal word maintains connection to the eternal realm. So that means that you and I are now living from the future, not from the past. Amen? So if we live from the future to the present, we never want to live from the present to the future. We live from the future to the present, not from the past to the present. Everything where you and I live from should be from the future to the present. That way, well, if you don't know God's promises, how do you know the future then? If you're not speaking God's promises, you're not connecting to your future. So the only thing you're doing is being connected. You are caught in the present. The only thing you're looking for is what is fulfilling for you from the present. And then you're losing sight of who you really are. Remember, we are not of this world. Amen? We are from the future. We're from the future. Does everybody get that? We're not from the past. We're from the future. Why? Because in the presence of God, there is no past. There's only future. And that's where you and I came from. That's why we have a desire to want to feel good. That's why people go out and try and get high. They're looking to try and feel good, but they're going in the wrong places. Our fulfillment comes from the presence of God. Why? Because that's where we came from. That's why we want to feel good, because that's we were in his presence. He sent us from the future into the present. And everything in this place promotes a past. Does everybody get this? Everything in this realm promotes a past. Why? Because everything in this realm is sustained by memory. Without memory, you can't exist here. Are we too deep? Does everybody get this? Come on. Let's get deeper into this. Man, we are from the future. Everyone say, I'm from the future. I'm no longer from the past. I live from the future. I'm connected to the future and to the eternal realm where I came from by the eternal words that God has given me. Oh, snap. All right, 97, are you there? Let's speak it. Do you understand that by speaking these eternal words, you're connecting yourself to eternity and you're living from the future? Everything in this realm can only promote the past. That's why everybody goes, man, I remember. Man, I used to.
all those days.
Amen? Is everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I remember those days.
Didn't the Israelites grumble? What were they grumbling about when they were slaves in Egypt? Because they got to eat some flesh. Hallelujah. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Those are his eternal words. You, through your commandments, made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all of my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. This is all about his eternal words, isn't it? I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments. You yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every what? False way or false word. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Except I pray the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. It's a free will offering. Why? God created me and you out of a free will. He will never force you to speak his word. Not that you might not feel a slap once in a while in the back of your head. What? Feel that conviction. When are you going to speak my word and do something? Does everybody get that? Man, so many people do not understand that we have tied the hands of God. And it's me and you, it's our responsibility to untie his hands so that when you and I speak, listen, we are in a time of increase, believe it or not. There's not only increase of demonic forces, there's increase of evil, there's increase of debt, and there's also increase of prosperity. There's increase of God's presence. When increase comes, it means increase of everything, not just one thing. God reigns on the righteous and the wicked. Everything is increasing. Time is increasing. Everything's increasing. Things are moving quicker and faster. And because everything is increasing, you and I need to be in right divine order so we don't get pushed and led out of position. Amen? Revelation 12. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting this? Is everybody okay? Yeah. Verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer, which was the third heaven, God's throne. So they were cast out. Now they rule in the second heaven. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the what? Part of the world. Only America. The whole world. Only the president's office. No. And the vice president. Who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night have been cast down. And they what? They what? They overcame him, the devil, and the demonic forces by the what? The blood of the Lamb. In other words, they repented for their sins and were covered by the blood. And by the word, the eternal words of their testimony. Does everybody get this? And they did not what? Love their lives to death because they were able to deny themselves, pick up the cross, and follow. Does everybody got this? Praise God. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe, what's woe mean? Without eternity, to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time, which would be considered 3.5 years left when that happens. Is everybody cool? Hallelujah. So would you think that the love of money is the root of all evil? Amen. People are chasing money more than they are God. Yeah. Go to John 12. John chapter 12. In verse 46, I think it is. Let's go to verse 44. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me." And he, who's he who sent him? The Father. Amen? Why? Because Jesus was the Father in the flesh. "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone," what? "Hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me does not receive my words, has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." So no one's going to escape his words. Amen? So when a person rejects him, he rejects his words. When a person rejects his words, he rejects him. So people who reject this, reject him. Is everybody okay? "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." John 14. So whoever rejects him, he rejects his word, or whoever rejects his word, rejects him. John 14, verse 23. "And Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. If you what? Keep his word. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will what? Teach you all things, and he will bring to your remembrance all the things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Snap. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. What a dad that loves us. I mean, if we could just grab hold of how much he loves us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as a word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God." So you must accept tonight that you're not hearing from some person, that the word of God that is coming forth is coming from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. "For it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom." Why? Because it's the anointing that teaches me and you. Amen? It's the anointing of God, the eternal presence, power, and truth, carried by the Holy Spirit, that teaches me and you, that interprets this word to bring it forth and delivers it, so that you and I receive it in the spirit, and our spirit man can receive and eat and be strong to overcome self and every affliction that the enemy and carnal distractions that the enemy would try and send upon me and you. So we receive it as a word from the Lord, not a word from a man, which also effectively works in you who what? Who believe. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 5, and we're going to close here. Eternal drifters. We don't want to be eternal drifters, right? Drinking the polluted water, falling into the polluted river, becoming an eternal drifter. Verse 5, "Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will eventually consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, which the love of the truth is God's word. Why? Because his word is life, light, truth. So we already got it. Life, light, truth. They did not receive the love of the truth. You and I are to love God's word and hate evil. If you don't love God's word, then you don't hate evil. See, people that don't love the word of God don't hate evil. They still pet it. They play with it. And with all righteous, unrighteous deception among those who will perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be what? Saved, rescued, delivered. For this reason, God will even send them strong delusion. They'll drink more of the polluted water. That they should believe the lies. That they all may be condemned who do not believe or follow the truth, but at pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the what? Truth, which is the what? Word. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. Hallelujah. Let's not be eternal drifters, but let's keep stay connected to eternity. Amen. Through what? The word of eternal words you speak. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed grow and bear fruit for your glory. And we thank you for revelation from your throne room that we may speak to be connected to eternity right with you. We love you, Dad. We thank you, Holy Spirit. And we give all the glory and honor and praise to Jesus, the King of glory, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.